Triple J listeners, we've taken control of your radio station.
Hey there.
Hello.
You ready?
Hello, listeners.
You are listening to Triple J.
Live at the Wireless.
That's not the sound we require.
You just tuned in. We're the Beatles.
Moving right along.
Can we have an umbrella for the front row, please?
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Welcome to Live at the Wireless.
She's in the crowd. It's huge.
On Triple J's.
Hello, I'm Rosie Beaton and welcome to the Triple J Live Music Podcast. Today, hot New York rockers Interpol, recorded by the Triple J Live Music team at the Falls Festival in Lawn, Victoria. Let's kick off with Slow Hands. Hands on the Triple J Live Music Podcast, and now to their recent Hottest 100 entry, Interpol's Barricade.
We'll be right back.
Barricade by Interpol, recorded by Triple J at the Falls Festival in Lawn, Victoria. A big congratulations for making that song into Triple J's Hottest 100 as well. Here's Tom and Alex chatting to their drummer Sam about being announced at the Falls Festival. And the question is, how are they feeling about the whole thing?
Well, pretty excited, really. Like, I get to leave my winter to join your summer.
That's good news. Is that sort of the life of a musician? Because I assume, you know, there's summer music festivals all over the world. Are you just really, when you're touring, you're really just spending your whole life in summer?
Yeah, you kind of get lost in this kind of vortex that is absence, that has a high absence of season.
That sounds lovely.
So, and sometimes, you know, you're not so lucky because sometimes you're, like, consistently in winter or, like, you know, that bad part of autumn that's turning to winter.
I hate that part.
So, yeah, that's when everything dies. It's very depressing.
Oh, classic Interpol, bringing down the party again, Sam. Jeez.
You will be bringing out a few songs from your new album, I suppose, Sam, which is due out in September. How are they looking in the live rehearsal studio?
We've been playing. We've been doing some shows around the state of late, and we've been playing quite a handful of new material. So by the time that we come over to your part of the world, it'll be old hat in a good way.
Of course, I'm sure a lot of people want
to. That doesn't sound too appealing, does it? God.
We'll pop that on the poster. That sounds good. That sounds great.
Yeah, old hat in a good way. Yeah, whatever.
How is life going for Interpol post Carlos Dengler since he moved on to do his sort of his own thing? You've got a new bassist now. How's all that all gelling together?
Oh, we had a bassist before? I didn't know that. Wow. It's going fantastic. I think we're very lucky to have, you know, gotten someone who could fit in Carlos's shoes. I mean, David Pajo is beyond an extraordinary musician. I mean, it's the guitar player from Flint. He wrote the music on Spiderland.
Wow.
So, we're still kind of in awe of that, you know, and then along with Brandon Curtis from Secret Machines playing keyboards and doing backing vocals, I would pay to go see this band.
Beautiful.
You are slightly biased, to be fair.
I'm a little winded. I just walked up a hill.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're in Montreal at the moment. What are you doing there? Are you on a tour there?
We're going to play a show tomorrow night. Otherwise, it's an aimless day off.
So you just spend your time walking up hills?
I'm just walking up hills trying to wind myself, you know, while speaking on the phone and smoking a cigarette. It's not a really good idea to do.
Oh, you're so rock and roll, Sam. That's awesome. What about the rest of this lineup? I don't know if you've had a chance to check it out, but it's yourself playing alongside the likes of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, The National, Public Enemy performing their entire album, Fear of a Black Planet. Are you excited about the whole thing?
I'm going to go see Public Enemy tonight, actually.
Oh, wow.
Here in Montreal. I am a Public Enemy fan from 87. Like, I grew up in Philadelphia, and when Public Enemy put out their first 12-inch single, which featured Public Enemy number one, the whole city embraced it. I mean, their first proper full-length album, or their second full-length album, is dedicated to Philadelphia and London because they were so embraced by these two, you know, opposite cities. And Public Enemy defines hip-hop for me. I'm not the most well-versed hip-hop fan, but I don't know. I think Public Enemy is was definitely the kind of punk rockers of hip-hop. They really kind of subverted the whole kind of thing, kind of playing field, if you will, not only lyrically, but, like, musically. Bringing dissonance to hip-hop is pretty interesting. So I'm over the top about that. So I get to see them in Australia, too.
On Triple J this morning, we're chatting to Sam from Interpol. One of the acts has just been announced as part of Falls Festival and also Sunset Sounds for 2010. About to play Barricades to say goodbye, Sam. What can you tell us about this tune?
This was an interesting song during the writing process. For the longest time, we thought that it might be kind of a deeper track, you know, a deeper cut on the record. It really didn't reveal itself as kind of the more immediate thing that it became. So it was kind of one of the few happy surprises on the record. Everything else was so deliberate and so well mapped out in terms of executing the concept. But this one was a little bit of a dark horse. It took a little more time to reveal itself, and now it's a single. So you never know, but it's kind of, I really like this song. I think, it's a little bit of a reprieve to, you know, the heaviness that can be found in a more typical Interpol composition, if
you will.
Very nice. Now, I haven't done much research into it after my first initial thought, but are the lyrics, is it barricade to keep us away from Canada, Sam?
Keep us away from Canada?
That's what I hear. That's what I heard the first time. I thought, oh, and now that you're in Montreal, I thought maybe it hasn't worked.
Oh, don't let them know that here.
Okay, I'll keep that one.
They'll send me back out.
Give them the down low. All right, thanks a lot, Sam. We'll catch you when you come out to Australia at the end of the year.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
I'll catch you for next week's live music podcast. Have a good one.
Triple J.
And that concludes our program for this evening, or this morning, or this afternoon, or indeed any time that you might be listening to this podcast.
Triple J's live music podcast.